Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Got on the phone with Bill McCloskey a few days ago to get caught up with all of the progress made through the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, which he heads up, part of the overall ag development effort targeting tobacco settlement funds to boost the ag economy. Before we got to any of the help they've been providing through low-interest loans, he had another item on his mind.
The Governor's Office of Ag Policy is offering funding or grants for the on-farm energy program. Any producer or farmer that would be making an investment in equipment or technology that will result in energy savings on the farm would be eligible for half the cost up to $10,000. The application is on our website. You can go to Governor's Office of Ag Policy or agpolicy.ky.gov.
The deadline is July 29, and there are some pre-qualifications that need to be met, worth mentioning.
There is a requirement that there be an energy audit performed by a professional engineer or certified energy manager. That information or those resources are available in our application.
That, again, is available online at agpolicy.ky.gov. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
Following up now on the current application period for the on-farm energy efficiency grants available through the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, Bill McCloskey says for qualified applicants, there's up to $10,000 in cost-share funds available, which over the last 4 years have made a difference.
Upgrades to poultry operations, whether it's their ventilation system, heating system, are eligible for half up to $10,000. We've also grain producers that are upgrading their grain dryers have been able to utilize this program. Dairy producers making upgrades in their milking operation have utilized the program as well. And then we've seen some upgrades in heating system in greenhouses or in shops take advantage of this program.
Also, KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, can help with applications. Their website, KCARD, that's KCARD.info. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.